What we do know is that a number of meetings were held around the country early in 1854. That's when people opposed to the government's plans to expand slavery westward started to organize. According to records that can be found, the earliest of those meetings was held in Ripon on February 28th. Of the other places claiming to be the birthplace of the Republican Party, the most impressive claim is made by Jackson, Michigan. Scott Hoganson is a spokesman for the Republican National Committee. He says the party actually has no one specific place of origin.
There is no Big Bang theory with political parties, and certainly not with the Republican Party. Political parties tend to evolve over time. The RNC definitely recognizes the contributions of the people who participated in the meetings at both Ripon, Wisconsin, and Jackson, Michigan.
The author of a book on the subject says she considers Jackson the birthplace of the GOP. Linda Braun-Haas also wrote her master's thesis on it. She notes Jackson's meeting was held later that summer, but she says it was bigger and more formal.
If by birthplace we mean a place where the idea was first conceived, the honor would seem to go to Ripon. But if by birthplace we mean a place where a sizable meeting was held, where the name Republican was officially adopted, where candidates were nominated, the honor would seem to go to Jackson.
Jackson is planning a celebration of its own in July, including what's hoped to be the biggest elephant parade in the world. Other claims to the Republican birthplace are made by places like Exeter, New Hampshire, and Crawfordsville, Iowa. Terry Bell, Wisconsin Public Radio.